Hey, we've got 10:03. We'll call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time. Ms. Wallace, throw something at me if I mess that up again. Noting that all members of the court are present, we'll begin this morning with the word of prayer. Oh, and I'm sorry, on an admin note, for those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we ask that you place it on silence or mute at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we would ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you need to address the court. And we'll begin with a word of prayer. God, we're so thankful to be able to gather here today, and we truly have been blessed by you with the rains that we've received and the cooler weather. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us as you see fit, because you know better than we what our needs are. Lord, we ask that you watch over those that provide us with protection here on earth, our first responders, our firefighters, and EMS, and law enforcement, and our military around the world as we go through these troubling times. Lord, our hearts still go out to those in Israel, and we ask that you place your hand of guidance on them so that they can do the right things. Lord, we ask that you also watch over this court, guide us and direct us, so that the actions we take here today may honor you in heaven. And we ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter that matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is to consider the amended contract with NRS for the Safer Streets for All SS4A Safety Action Plan. Mr. Belt had forwarded a potential amended contract as well as some talking points and notes last week. And it kind of was the genesis of this meeting. I think at the very heart of it is there was some funding that we thought that the county would be able to take advantage of through that program. Going back and looking at the way that it was specified, we were not going to be able to capitalize on those. And so some negotiations have been had taken place with NRS, with the county, to ensure that they were fully utilizing what had been allocated underneath that program. And I would defer to Mr. Belt for any additional comments.
Just briefly, the little one-page document kind of the synopsis of how we got to this point. As y'all know, we executed that contract here about less than 2 weeks ago for the preparation of SS4A Safety Action Plan. The long and short of this is to add to that original plan development added capacity in about three areas, to my recollection, and NRS can give us some more details here in a minute, but just as a starting point, the added capacity to allow EMS, first responder personnel, to be able to put data into the system through an electronic format that will be able to store and compilate that data. And also on the back end, upgrading our website presentation to be able to display that information and other emergency and safety information as well. So that's kind of the long and short of it. The y'all can read those three last little bills there on that one page are kind of the synopsis of the changes in the contract. Y'all should have received the red line version of the contract that we all can see exactly where those changes were made as well. But
questions, comments? Mr. Manning, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you. One thing I would add, as far as a little bit, well, Commissioner Badger, in the middle of the camp. Nobody else, I see everybody else. No, I guess what I'd say is, county attorney said there's a little over $100,000 sort of stranded out there that, you know, y'all's original grant was $358 to the county. Our original contract was $250 and some change. And I think that as both the county and NRS looked at the grant, that extra $100 was out there as far as the COG and Fed Highways concerned. The money comes here. The way the COG grant was structured, their application and the original grant said the money goes to the vendor. So we've looked at things that we could do that would add value to the county based off of some situations the county's facing and find a way to use that data, use that money to not only to help with the grant, but would have some beneficial usages for the county after the grant was done. And that gets into some things that the attorney was talking about that. But some of the data would be useful in emergency service type situations. It would have some carryover for the county. So it was a way to be have a legitimate use for the funds inside the grant that we're using, so everybody stays straight, but do it in a way where the county's got something, some benefit out of it down the road as well.
Thank you.
As far as any timeline questions or execution questions, Hannah will tackle that. Okay. Mr. Basham, you need me to repeat that for you?
No, I heard every word.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See you around.
Questions, comments, discussion?
I have nothing.
No, sir.
Hearing none, is there any action that the court would wish to take concerning the amended contract with NRS for the SS4A Safety Action Plan?
I make much to amend the contract with NRS for the SS4A.
We got a motion to approve the amended contract from Commissioner Matthews.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number five? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Item number six, presentation of the final community wildfire protection plan. If you recall, our last meeting, we'd not necessarily scheduled this one. And so, in fact, I believe that plan, and I'll defer to Hannah on this or Steve or one of the or maybe even Gene as well. But that plan was being submitted, I believe, last Friday or today. And so, in fact, we would have taken action on our next meeting. And at that point, at our next meeting, we will, in fact, take an action to adopt. But since we had an opportunity today and that plan was being submitted, wanted to give an opportunity for the court to hear the final roll-up and the assessment on the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. So with that, I will turn it over to Hannah.
Thank you.
So we are still waiting on a couple of signatures from Forest Service, but the plan is pretty much ready. It will be ready by today so that we can submit for the CWDB grant, so we can submit for implementation funds. The plan is very comprehensive. We covered a lot of issues. We did a lot of risk assessments, found the high-risk communities, the ones that need the most attention, the most work. And we'll be submitting for projects like education programs, cleanups for hazardous fuels, burn projects to reduce hazardous fuels, different things like that. So if you want to review and have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But like I said, we will be able to submit and things that you can find.
So maybe to add to Hannah's work in the mechanics of this, but on the actual, in the plan, commissioners and judge, there's actually there are projects that are described. And so the thing you'll be interested in, there is a good bit of outreach and communication, education, but there's also some specific type projects. So, for instance, the property line from Highway 36 to the county line down to Fort Cavazos, there's a proposal to do, is it a 50-foot wide clear out all the way down that line. For landowners who are willing, there will be funds available through this grant to buffer that property line to tie into what the folks here are doing on the other side of the line, which would give us a wider area to try to keep those fires from jumping. There's a good bit of water distribution with the help of the fire departments. We identified some areas that had a shortfall for water storage. And so we got some of those mapped out. Chief Baden and the volunteer fire departments had some input into those areas. We've got some hydrants. We're adding some of that in. So it's storage and hydrants. We had some communities that were very high risk, and one of those, Hines Ranch, is a problem. Not only the other way to say it. And so there's a lot of focus on trying to fix some of the things there. I didn't realize there were 218 rooftops in that community. One way in, one way out's a problem. It's right up against a very heavily wooded area on the insulation side, and it's cluttered up pretty bad. So there are some specific things for that area. Those are just a few of the projects, but those are included, I believe, in there. There's some maps that show different areas. So a lot of input from the stakeholders, and I think it's a pretty decent plan. I think the dollar amount is locally what?
I believe last time I checked around,
it
was $400,000.
No, for the whole.
I think around 57.
So somewhere around 7 mil?
Yeah.
All in. And I believe also that, again, Forest Service can speak to this, but I think we got a waiver on our cost share, so it's 100% federal. We qualified, I mean, y'all walked me through this last week. So when we got into the Forest Service application side of this, and I'm kind of jumping over to the application for the grant itself, but based off of the numbers we had, we qualified for a waiver of the cost share, so it would be 100% federal. Any mechanics or any of that, that'd be a kind of question, though. She's going to be able to talk about how we go from here.
Those funds are granted that we do receive that money from the CWDP grant, which was applied for last year for the writing of this plan.
Right.
We did not receive that those funds, but since then we have learned how the federal system is working a little more and what they want to see. So hopefully with this submission, we'll receive those funds.
And I apologize. I'd like to take just a minute to recognize that we do have Chief Vaden from the Gatesville Volunteer Fire Department, Chief Buster from the Bobby.
Yeah.
Chief Buster from the Jonesboro Volunteer Fire Department, Kylie Moran with the Texas Forest Service, Chief Lima from the Fort Hood, and Chief, who do you? Deputy Chief Gillis, is that with Fort Hood as well? And I believe behind the pillar, we've got Mr. Gene Richardson from American Conservation Foundation. They're the ones that really have picked up the tab on this planning portion for us. So if what we've been led to believe at this point, comes to fruition and this, there is no cost share in this, really we're adding about $7+ million worth of value to the county that our taxpayers have not had to fund. And I think that's a tremendous effort for the court to support this, as well as all of the agencies that work closely with NRS and ACF to make this protection plan come to fruition. So, but I did want to recognize those that we have here. Questions or comments? So, and you've got them all here. pick their brains. It's a 100+ pages of some pretty, I believe, intense data collection and analysis that went in to create the document.
I don't know. I printed it last Thursday and already went through the bulk of it. So,
yeah, I did too.
Okay. This is not an action item for today. We will, in fact, make a formal adoption of it at our next meeting. But I do want to extend my appreciation to all of you that were involved that made this happen. Really tremendous, lays the foundation for so lots of good things for Coryell County. So I appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item number 7 on the agenda, which is consider request for proposal responses for the Resilient Communities Program grant. As you recall from our last meeting in discussions with the responses that we received, Mr. Belt had sought some clarification so that we could get a better equitable assessment on the pricing. I think the presentations that were given to us were sufficient, but so that we could compare apples to apples, so to speak, with the pricing. So if you've got your grade sheets available, give those to Mr. Belt. Let him do some tabulations on those. And with the court's indulgence, while Mr. Belt is putting his number 2 pencil to that, I would ask that the court continue on and consider item number 8 on the agenda, which is consider court order CC 23-15, which is an order rescinding CC 23-14 and lifting the burn ban. As you recall at our last meeting, we did in fact adopt an order that extended the burn ban that we had currently or had been under for about the last 90 days. We did recognize the fact that there was a potential for some rains to be coming into the area, but not all areas of the county had really gotten a good wet weathering. That's even a phrase. After passing that order, I did speak with Mr. Vaden and Chief Young from Copper's Cove, and they felt like this past weekend we could have temporarily lifted to give our citizens an opportunity to burn some of that fuel load that was on the ground. And so last week I signed a order temporarily suspending that. In follow-up conversations with Chief Vaden and Chief Young, and discussing what the overall picture of the county looked like, they both were in agreement that at this point in time, we feel like there's enough moisture in the ground, that there was not a hazard to the public, you know, to such a degree that we could not, you know, lift that burn ban. And of course, the understanding is always if the environmental conditions change to such a degree that we would need one, we could, you know, do that in the future. I certainly welcome, Chief Vaden is here, certainly welcome his comments, but it's my belief at this point that the environmental conditions are such that we do not need to restrict the outdoor burning of trash and debris. But, Chief?
Sure. Well, I polled all the fire departments this week and this weekend, did not get any negative comments back. So I feel like we're in good shape. What the little what burning and went on, a lot of people wanted to burn, couldn't burn because it's too wet. But I don't think we're having any problems. There's a lot of green out there, and I think we'll be okay. Maybe for a good first frost, which may be in the morning. Right now, we're okay. If things get tough, we'll come back and let you know. We can always do it. I think we're safe. Bobby might want to say different, but I think we're good to go. Gary, I talked to Gary a little bit over the weekend also. He's good to go. And I was in Copper Cove yesterday. It looks like it's a little drier on that side of town than it is over here. Chief Lima might say how much time I got over that way.
No. Yes, we're good. We're back in green.
Yeah.
So the firing, they can use pyro and on ours. So we received a lot of rain. So
okay. I think we're good to go. Let them get down their system.
Judge, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the order rescinding court order CC 23-14 local ban burn and accept the court order CC 23-15.
Second.
We've got a motion to approve the court order from Commissioner Weddle and a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 8? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. And we will go back and revisit item number 7, which would be to consider request proposal responses for Resilient Communities Program Grant. Mr. Belt, would you have completed scoring on that at this point?
According to my computer's math, MRB is 454 points, and Langford has 428.71.
It was 454, MRB 454, and Langford 428.71.
That's what I wrote down. Yes, sir. MRB 454, Langford 428.71.
having scored the responses based off those numbers, is there any action the court would wish to take as far as accepting a accepting a proposal for the Resilient Communities Program grant and entering into contract negotiations?
Judge, based upon the scoring and the proposals, I make a motion that we accept the proposal from MRB Group and move forward with contract negotiations.
We have a motion from Commissioner Weddle to accept the proposal from MRB Group and move forward with contract negotiations.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Taylor. Is there any further discussion on item number 7? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Reports, Commissioner Matthews? Commissioner Weddle?
Other than the Buzar, which the weather held off, and it was an unbelievable attendance. I mean, it was packed in the square, so lots of great costumes.
Commissioner Basham?
Enjoying the shrine. Been nice to pray for rain. We had the GYLS, the Wild Game Dinner. Mr. Belts, the president at them, just wanted to let you know y'all did a great job Saturday for those kids. Good time, raised some money, and good organization. So good turnout. I had nothing.
All right, very good. Only thing, had a couple of updates from Lisa over the weekend. I think she's doing pretty well. Tentatively, she will be back tomorrow working some limited hours. So I'll be excited to have her help back over the next few days. Other than that, that completes the business of the court for today, and we stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.